What is it with this government and Rush legislation? The latest issue is with the guns. New laws rushed through in the last term out of Christchurch, of course, made it difficult for police to process the more complicated gun licence applications. It means that you will now have to wait up to 6 months for a licence renewal, up to 12 months for a new licence. ACT Party MP Nicole McKee's big on the guns, of course, and she's with us. Morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing,
what's the
Mike?
I'm well, thank you. What's the link between the law and the delays? What happened?
Well, really, we've got a failed policy from the government that's allowed unsafe activities by the police, which is actually going to make less safe communities for New Zealand. And, you know, when we look at what's happened, you nailed it on the head right there. It was rushed legislation because it was bad policy that had been put through, not really addressing the issues. And what that's done is it's put on top of New Zealand police a whole lot of reform that they have to do all at once, and it's caused huge delays, which of course mean that we end up with people having gun crime on the street, licensed people who are treated like criminals. We're having people out there trying to move firearms around because overnight they're deemed as no longer being fit and proper. I mean, just far out, what a fiasco that this has turned into. And the result is that we have less safe communities, and we've actually feeling the pinch of that right now when we see gun crime continuously happening in our streets and police being unable to maintain the entire licensing system that they had in the first place.
Are you arguing the two are linked? Because I was going to raise that, the gun crime in the streets and what we're seeing with the gangs and stuff. Are you suggesting that the police resources going towards this and it's more complicated in terms of the licensing and they're not spending enough time actually solving some crimes?
What I'm saying is that the police resourcing is not there to allow them to be able to go after the gangs in one sense, but also maintain the system that they had. It was okay. It was working all right. But the Royal Commission inquiry pointed out one fact, and that was that at the heart of our nation's tragedy, in Christchurch, the licensing system actually failed. And instead of trying to fix that problem, they've made it clunkier than ever. And when we have a look at what's happening with gun crime, we're seeing police not having the resources to be able to deal with that. But we also have a situation now where we have over 4,000 people trying to get licenses, trying to renew licenses. And it's only going to get worse because we're heading into the 2026 bell curve, where more and more people are going to be applying to renew their licences, and overnight they'll be deemed as no longer being fit and proper. So ACT want to make sure that we have really good, robust policy in the future that treats licensed firearm owners as being the respectable people that they are, and allow our communities to feel safe, because they don't. You know, we've got laws coming through, Mike, that are being so rushed, it's actually not looking at the end result, the end idea of making things easier for our people in New Zealand. People want to be living in a state where it's affordable, it's sustainable, but most importantly, that it's safer. And when you've got firearms licensing out of control because police can't administer it, then we've got to say, hey, why are the police not concentrating on enforcing firearms law and legislation, because they're failing totally at administrating it? So we need really good, robust policy that keeps New Zealanders safe.
Well done, Nicole. Appreciate it very much. Nicole McKee out of ACT this morning. You disagree with any of that?